believe it was W.C. Fields who said, "You should never act with children or animals." I hope he's wrong. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It will be 50 years tomorrow that we mark the moment that Ernesto Miranda was placed into our national consciousness. And because of him, it really changed the scope of the way we look at different aspects of our world. There was an older couple driving their car. They get pulled over by the police. The officer approaches the car and said, "Sir, do you realize you were speeding? You were going 70 miles an hour in a 50 mile an hour zone." He goes, "Oh no, officer, I wasn't going nearly that fast. In fact, I think I was only going about 50 miles an hour." To which the wife said, "Herb, you were going 75. "And sir, do you realize your right taillight is broken?" "Oh, it is. I wonder when that happened. I'm so sorry, officer. I had no idea." "Herb, you said you've been wanting to change that for about 2 months." "And sir, when I approached the car, I noticed you did not have your seatbelt on." "Oh, no. I took it off when I stopped so I could get my registration out of the glove compartment." "Herb, you know you never wear your seatbelt." To which he turns to his wife and says, "Woman, would you shut your mouth?" And the police officer bends over and looks at the woman and says, "Does he always speak to you this way?" "Oh no, officer, he very seldom ever speaks to me this way. In fact, the only time he does is when he's been drinking too much." You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. Do you understand these rights? Ernesto Miranda. 50 years ago tomorrow, the Supreme Court ruled that led to the creation of what we know as the Miranda rights. It's a mixed bag. Us law-abiding folks don't necessarily care for it when it allows somebody who might be of the criminal element to kind of slip through. However, for us law-abiding citizens that sometimes find ourselves in situations just by circumstance place us in a bit of a pinch, we're awful and happy to have those sorts of rights available to us to be able to make sure that we are protected. There is one place where I think we would love to have our Miranda rights. And that's when we're standing before God. The vision, the big book, opening it up to that page that has our name on it, that we find is about 75 pages in length of the things that we did that we shouldn't have done and the things that we should have done that we never did. As God's perusing over those, we're thinking, "Hey, wait a minute, my rights. I have the right to remain silent. Can't I have the right to an attorney, God?" There was a couple. They were united in heaven. They were high school sweethearts, but life had led them in different directions, and so they were really never able to catch up with one another again until they found themselves in heaven. And so, they find themselves and they approach St. Peter. And they go to St. Peter and they explain their life situation and say, "We'd really like to get married." And St. Peter says, "This is heaven. You don't need to get married." He says, "No, we'd really like to get married." He says, "Well, this is an odd request. Really never had this one before. Let me get back to you. And so 12 years go by, and St. Peter shows up with a pastor. And they get married. And then after 5 years, the husband comes to St. Peter and says, you know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. It really doesn't seem to be working out very well. I think we might get a divorce. St. Peter rolls his eyes and throws his arms up in the air and says, listen, it took me 12 years to find a pastor up here. How long is it going to take me to find a lawyer? Sorry, Lance. But despite the fact that heaven's filled with lawyers, your Miranda rights don't mean anything. And God could provide for you a lawyer, but it's not going to do a bit of good. Because as we stand there, as God goes through that mythical book, looking at what we've done and what we haven't done, as we stand there shaking in our shoes, sweat coming off of our forehead, wondering exactly what it's all about, we have to understand that we never used our right to remain silent. In the trial wasn't there where we're standing in front of God, but the trial is what takes place here each and every day of our lives. As we make choices in terms of what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, when we're going to speak out of turn and when we're going to keep our mouths shut, and all of those things, our sins pile up against us. And as we stand there that day, it's not our Miranda rights that get us out of it, but it's God's love that restores us. It's God's love that redeems us. It's God's gift that saves us. You see, it's not a lawyer we need. It's a Savior. Martin Luther, some 500 years ago, was going through things, trying to figure it all out, sweating out the details, understanding there was never any way he was ever going to be able to do enough to satisfy God. And the thing was, at that stage in his life, Martin Luther wasn't like us. He was a really, really, really squeaky, clean, good guy. He made sure he did everything just the way it was supposed to do. He made sure that he crossed all of his theological T's and dotted all his spiritual I's. He made sure that he was as good with God as good could be. And still he knew it wasn't enough. Because you see, Luther sweated out the details, the minutiae. He didn't paint in big strokes, he painted with a fine brush in terms of his understanding of the relationship that he had with God. And he knew it wasn't Miranda or anybody else that was going to save him. Until he started reading some of the things that Paul wrote. And then he began to understand that the whole idea of what was taking place, the whole relationship he had with God, what had been blessed with throughout his life through the waters of baptism, didn't boil down to what he did or didn't do, because there wasn't enough he could ever do, and there was always things he should have done that he didn't do, and all the things, the bad things he did were still there, and he couldn't erase them or change them, and so he was messed up from the standpoint of making his way to heaven. It just wasn't going to happen. But then he began to understand that it wasn't about him, but it was about God. And it was about that love that God gave to him and through all of creation through Jesus Christ, that blessing of grace, that goodness of justification by grace through faith that allows our sins to be washed away, to allow us to be able to stand before God and understand that despite ourselves, despite our sinfulness, despite everything we did to separate ourselves from God, it was through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we find ourselves made right with God, justified, forgiven, blessed, given what we need to do what we can't do ourselves. To be one with God. To receive the blessing, the grace, the love, and forgiveness of God. To be able to find our way into eternity with God. Not needing judges or lawyers or Miranda or anything else, but simply needing that love that God has blessed us with through what He has given us in Jesus. Justified. Made right through that gift of life. Blessed no matter what we do. Allowed to be part of the kingdom of God through what God has given us through His Son, through His life, but mostly through His sacrifice and His resurrection. Dying for our sins and living to grace, giving us the blessing of what we need to be able to know that we are allowed to stand one with God. Blessed, not because we deserve it. Forgiven, not because we earned it. But placed before the very presence of God simply through His love. The love of a father for a son that has been extended to all his children. A love that allows us to continue on in this life. Not looking for loopholes or excuses, but looking for our ways to live our lives in thanks. Giving thanks to God through what we do. Giving thanks to God through what we give. Giving thanks to God through how we live. And thanks to God this day. That when that moment comes, we know we have lived and continue to live in the blessing of His love. A love that guides us. A love that leads us. But most of all, a love that forgives us. Amen.